Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 31st of March 2026. Today's topic is Naked Because of Disobedience. Our text is taken from Genesis chapter 3 verse 8 to 13. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Key verse. Genesis chapter 3 verse 10b. And I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. If someone suddenly found himself naked in front of his schoolmates and teachers, he would feel ashamed and wish the ground to open and swallow him up. How terrible, then, would it be to be found naked before God? Naked, not because you have no clothes on, but because the covering of righteousness has been removed. Your sins have exposed you before God. Most people on earth, though wearing the most beautiful clothes their money could buy, are actually naked spiritually before God. Adam said he was naked and was ashamed to stand naked before God. Why did Adam, who had lived in the garden for a while, suddenly realize that he was naked? His sin had stripped him of the robe of righteousness God had put on him. He was afraid to meet the same God he had been having fellowship with in the coolness of every evenings. He became fearful of the presence of God who loved him and whom he loved earlier. What a difference sin can make in our relationship with the holy God. Though Adam tried to cover his physical nakedness with leaves, yet it was only God who could redeem his lost soul. Like Adam, you cannot hide from God. Don't try to cover your sins. It will only make you afraid of the holy God. Repent and make your way right before God. Do not go back to your sinful habits, and Jesus will forgive you and cover you with a robe of righteousness. Prayer for today. Lord, I repent. Forgive me and give me the joy of your salvation. Amen. Further reading, 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 to 10. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.